Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Selena, welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and I am coming to you live on two platforms, via the Nature Spirituality podcast, which is audio on Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, which is Circle Sanctuary's internet radio, and on Selena Fox Updates Facebook Live, which is being live streamed from my main Facebook page. Well, March every year is Women's History Month. And this year, 2021, I've had a variety of live streams and podcasts looking at different aspects of women's history. Tonight, we explore Circles of Womanhood. I will be sharing with you some of my own experiences creating, facilitating, and being part of Circles of Womanhood as a whole, and three particular Circles of Womanhood which line with three aspects of adulthood: maiden, mother, crone. Also, three faces of the great goddess. I'd like to begin with a chant. It's a variation of a circle casting chant that I created many years ago and that I sometimes use for women's spirituality events I facilitate. Circle of women's power. Circle of women's light, circle of women's magic, circle of women's right, circle of women's power, circle of women's light, circle of women's magic, circle of women's right. Circle of women's power, circle of women's light, circle of women's magic, circle of women's right, circle of women's power, circle of women's light, circle of women's magic, circle of women's right. Thanks to all of you who are listening and watching live, and to all of you who will be tuning in later. And while this particular workshop focuses on women, women's mysteries, and women's rights, it is open to those of all genders. I began my journey with Circles of Womanhood early on in my priestess life. 50 years ago this summer, I was part of an all-women circle. It was an informal circle. And our main focus was not only connecting with each other, but with celebrating the full moon. Over the years, I had been part of a variety of groups, ongoing groups and communities, as well as special groups that come together for a particular conference or festival or gathering. And part of what I am sharing tonight has come from years of experience helping to bring about greater understandings of womanhood and life passages. Some people talk about life passages and women's power in form of the blood mysteries or those that are connected with the womb. And clearly in my early days of priestess life, I was involved in all women's circles. Over time, there have been many advances and developments and a great convergence of diversity. And in our community, Circle Sanctuary community, and its various festivals and events, we have on occasion women's rights and women's passage rights. And over the years, as people have taken a look at gender and how to include gender dynamics, we have become an increasingly more diverse and welcoming community. So in our early days at the Pagan Spirit Gathering, which emerged back in 1980, we had a women's ritual and a men's ritual, as well as community rituals open to people of all ages and genders. In more recent years, our evening of women's rights and men's rights has an addition, an all gender right. And by having three choices, this gives our community opportunities to select the one that fits most with one's own gender identity. The three rites of the womb mysteries, of the blood mysteries, have been linked to maiden, mother, and crone. I have done these ceremonies individually with a particular woman or young woman at the time and her loved ones, or increasingly over the last few decades, these rites have happened within our Pagan Spirit Gathering context and sometimes the Circle Sanctuary Sabbath festivals, apart from our big summer solstice gathering. So I'm going to share with you the rite of passage into young womanhood, the maiden form of these women's mysteries and circle of womanhood, and going to share with you those of motherhood blessing, the rites of passage into motherhood, and for the crone, croning ceremonies. These three passages connected with women's life stages have increasingly been welcomed by people of many paths and places, not just those connected with the craft and paganism of contemporary forms, but of all sorts of nature spirituality dimensions. As I grew up in the 1950s, I came to hear about the pains associated with these three forms of life mysteries for women. Having menses, the cramps, the physiological dynamics that many young women experience when they begin their moon time and monthly, but also looking at that coming of age as something that was really not discussed. So we're talking 1950s, early 1960s. In fact, the whole concept of having a monthly period was considered the curse. Well, it is really time to get rid of that outmoded thinking. And certainly as I have grown in my own awareness of some of the negative stereotypes connected with women's cycles, I have seen it not only as a political necessity for women's empowerment, but something that goes to the heart of spiritual identity and understanding. The processes of having monthly cycles in a woman's life is something that's part of nature and should be celebrated. In like fashion, being pregnant and giving birth. Yes, there's some pain connected with that, but yet this is a life passage that throughout cultures and around the world, the passage into motherhood has been revered and also celebrated. And then moving into the time when cycles stop, the menopause, croning rites have played a big part in helping women as they move into this third phase of life celebrate aging rather than dread it or try to cover it up. And clearly, contemporary paganism and related forms of nature spirituality have done a lot to help bring about empowerment and some positive ways of women navigating these passages. The idea of having a rite of passage into young womanhood first came to me early on in my priestess life. I certainly, as I look over my coming of age, could have benefited greatly from such a rite. And women of different generations I've talked with who have taken part in these rites and supported young women going through this rite of passage have echoed my own perspectives about this. And what I'm happy to report is now having coming of age in the young womanhood rites are starting to proliferate in society as a whole. So you're going to find it not only in various pagan circles and communities, but you will find them happening with women's groups of different spiritual orientations and transitions. I started doing young womanhood rites for one young woman at a time, usually at the request of the young woman and one or both parents. We've had passages in the young womanhood at Circle Sanctuary, Nature Preserve in those pre-pandemic times. But where I have had the most experience facilitating these happened a couple decades ago as part of our pagan spirit gathering celebration. And indeed, on most years, in-person gatherings have had not only the rite of passage in the young womanhood for the young women who are going through this, but a whole program has developed. And we've had different women from different traditions help with the facilitation over the years. Why have such a passage and why have a program as part of preparations for the passage? Many people who are connecting with nature-centered spiritual paths are in diverse parts of the U.S. and other places, and there may not be the ability to be wide open about one's spiritual orientation. We create a village, intentionally create a village together for the week of pagan spirit gathering every year in the non-pandemic times. And just as we have a variety of different things that many gatherings have. There's concerts and rituals and workshops and discussions and celebrations. We have developed a series of passage rites programs, and all three of the blood mysteries of womanhood have been part of pagan spirit gathering, especially over the last couple of decades. The young womanhood rite of passage began at pagan spirit gathering with a young woman from Canada, and she and her family were part of our gathering, and this was back 30-some years ago. And our coming together was not only celebrated by the women who took part in the ceremony itself, but following the ceremony, we also had a celebration with our entire community at one of our morning meetings that are part of the way we converge diversity there. A number of years after that, we began doing cronings. As with rites of passage in the young womanhood, we started with having cronings at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve first, but then brought it into the pagan spirit gathering. So it's about the same time that we had the young woman's rite of passage for the first time at pagan spirit gathering, we also had the croning ceremony. And here again, it was focused on a particular woman going through her menopause passage. Well, that has grown and developed over the years to the point that there is a multi-day program for that as well, and multiple women going through their croning all at once, to women from around the country and in some cases other countries as well. We've also done blessings of pregnancy and motherhood at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve and continue to do all three of these types of womanhood circles there. But a number of years ago, one of the Circle Sanctuary's ministers, Dawn Walker, proposed that we have a blessing way, a motherhood blessing as part of the pagan spirit gathering. And we've been doing that every year since. For the blessing way, it's not only for women who are pregnant that want to go through this experience, but for women who are adopting and being a mother for the first time, and for women who have recently given birth. So it has been really fabulous to be part of our community birthing these circles of womanhood. Why have circles of womanhood? It's a way of celebrating these passages in a community setting. And with that support, the woman going through the passage and the women going through the passage not only have the support for themselves personally, but it sends a strong message into the community as a whole about the importance of womanhood, of women's life passages. And it puts a very positive, life-affirming, celebratory dimension to these natural processes. I'd like to share with you a bit about each of these three rituals. And I'll begin by sharing a chant that I learned a number of years ago from Shekinah Mountain Water. And this is my own version of it. Maiden, mother, crone, are we all three in harmony? Maiden, mother, crone, are we all three in harmony? Maiden, mother, crone, are we all three in harmony? In each of these three passage rites, linked in with the maiden dimension of adulthood, the motherhood dimension of adulthood and the crowhood dimension of adulthood, we call on the divine as not only the goddess associated with the particular rite, but in these three forms, as well as in the holistic union of all three. And as you will find out, we have incorporated blessings connected with each of those aspects of the divine. For the young womanhood passage rite, we begin that rite even before we get together at the gathering. The coordinators of the rite of passage into young womanhood put out a call through email, through our monthly e-bulletin, through social media. We have a Pagan Spirit Gathering community group page on Facebook, so it's posted there. And old school, word of mouth, letting people know that it's open for people to inquire about it and apply to be part of the program. And as we prepare for the gathering, we hear not only from, usually it's the mothers about this, but the young women themselves. What we require is that the young woman has started her menses and has a readiness to consider herself as an adult. And because we're working with minors, that means that we need parental permission. We also require that there be a support person, one or both parents, or a guardian designated by the parents. At the gathering itself, we have an initial meeting, and each young woman and her support person comes to the meeting. We get to introduce each other and talk about the program as a whole. Now, the components of the program have varied from year to year, but there have been several dimensions to it that have been pretty consistent over time. One is that there is taking part in the community women's ritual. And in that ritual, which typically happens the night before the actual passage rite itself, which typically is held midday on or near the solstice, the young women are celebrated by the community of women taking part in the women's ritual. We also have the young women at their very first meeting create a special amulet of red cloth that we provide and a variety of different herbs connected with womanhood, rosemary and yarrow, motherwort, red raspberry leaves. Those are just a few examples, plus a crystal. And we have some other ingredients, depending on who's facilitating that part. And the young women create these amulet bags, and with a strip of yarn, ties them together, and then hang them around their neck and wear it throughout the gathering up until the time of the coming of age and the young womanhood rite. Another thing that the young women do, and this has been an addition that happened about 12 years ago or so, is actually do a vigil in the woods on their own. Of course, there's some guardian adults in the vicinity, but basically go in and meditate and commune with nature in preparation for the rite of passage into young womanhood. Another thing that the young women do, and I added this to this rite early on, is to actually create or bring something that's a symbol of childhood, something that can be burned in the fire as a symbol of letting go of the child part of life and moving on to adulthood. The young women have an opportunity to choose a name to be blessed with during the rite, and also are encouraged to dress in some form of red clothing. And then there are other things that may happen as part of the program: discussions, some basic education about self-care, about boundaries, about no means no, and protecting oneself. And the programs have been really helpful over the years, not only in preparing for the rite, but having young women together have the experience of getting education and information and to have some bonding along the way. On the day of the passage rite, the young women come to our morning meeting, and we invite the entire community to take part and witness the rite. Now, some of the program components, it's an all-women's piece, and certainly the women's ritual is an all-women's, women defining themselves as women piece. But for the actual passage rite itself, at the Pagan Spirit Gathering, we have women and men, people of all genders present. We have the women gather. We have parents and guardians gather, as well as the larger community. We do a blessing with each of the elements of nature as part of this rite. And we, even at the very start of the rite, we call each young woman forward and ask her if she's ready to go through the rite. Well, hopefully she is, and says yes. Then we go to the sacred fire of the community, and each young woman puts something into the fire that represents childhood being left behind. And a beautiful fire flares up, and then we do the blessing with earth, blessing the body, air, blessing the mind, fire, blessing one's will and actions, water, blessing the emotions, and spirit, blessing the soul. After we have done that, we are having an opportunity for the community to do different blessings. We have the maiden blessing, where young girls who haven't yet reached the adult maidenhood part of life do a blessing on the young women. Then we have women who are mothers, not just mothers of physical children, but people in the motherhood, those who do creative works, those consider themselves in the motherhood phase of life, coming in and do a mother goddess blessing on the young women. Then we have the crones come up. And with the crones, each of the crones gives some advice, says a brief piece of wisdom to the young women. And we invite a representative and several men from our community to also come up and do a blessing of the male principle of the divine, the God blessing upon the young women. And then we have the families say words to each of the young women. They spend a few moments connecting and acknowledging that they are becoming an adult here in this community rite. And then we do a great energizing of the young women. I have a flower crown that we've used in some of the rites where we anoint each of the young women by placing the crown on their head and calling out the name that they wish to be known by. And there's a chant that I created a number of years ago, and I guide them in singing this chant. Young woman growing, young woman flowing, young woman showing, young woman knowing, young woman growing, young woman flowing, young woman showing, young woman knowing. Wow. We raise energy. We bless the young woman. There is a grand celebration. And then there is the gifting, where people from the community come up and gift the young women with things. And often someone will bring, it might be incense, or it might be some kind of special pouch or a goddess image, and give each of the young women a gift. In fact, the gifting part has become so popular that we actually include in our instructions for the young women to bring a basket or a bag to collect the stuff. What an amazing, wonderful ceremony it is. And of course, there's photos. And I am so thankful for the evolution of our rite of passage into young womanhood. Well, we move on to the motherhood blessing. And Dawn Walker, and now assisted by others, and Tiffany, another one of our ministers, has also known as Denora, has helped facilitate these. I have contributed to the ceremonies. Here we have the mothers-to-be or the new mothers sit in chairs, and usually we have some kind of tent to give some shade, and we have wonderful foot bathing tubs. So each woman who is in the motherhood rite gets to soak her feet, sit in a comfy chair, and get waited on and nurtured during the motherhood rite. We have the young women who have come into adulthood during each pagan spirit gathering often will come and assist with this rite, actually attend to the women who are pregnant or who have given birth. And that's a wonderful dimension. So we have the maidens there present, and we have some other mothers in the community present to also do mother blessings, and of course their crones present as well. And in addition to having feet washed, we have giftings, we have song, we have goddess invocations, and one of my favorite parts of it is at the conclusion of the ceremony, a long cord of red thread or yarn or ribbon is put in the circle, and each person taking part, all the women who are taking part in this, has a chance to take a bit of this home with them. And the not only the women who are the young mothers and the new mothers and mothers-to-be get to have this piece of ribbon around their wrist, but others wear that in support. I have done Mother Goddess blessings as part of this. And one of the blessings that I do is calling on the goddess as Great Mother. Great Mother, come to us. Great Mother, be with us. Great Mother, come to us. Great Mother, be with us. Great Mother, bless you. Great Mother, guide you. Great Mother, nurture you. Great Mother, protect you. Great Mother, Great Mother, Great Mother. And one of the ways I've done the Great Mother blessing is to bring one or more images of an ancient depiction of the divine in a mother form. Some people call one of these images the Venus of Willendorf. I call it the Willendorf goddess. It's actually a Paleolithic goddess figurine, or at least a very rotund and abundantly full mother image. Might be an ancestral form, but many people today are using that particular image as a manifestation of Mother Earth and the Great Mother. If there are particular cultural resonances for each of the mothers present as part of doing this motherhood blessing, I find that out ahead of time, either in the group ceremony or an individual ceremony, do a blessing with specific mother goddess names. And I am so thankful that this tradition has become part of the pagan spirit gathering community. It's a way of getting support from the community as a whole. And as with the young woman, we celebrate the mothers, not only in the rite itself, but within community meetings. Well, the third passage rite is that of the croning. And the croning is the name given to these rites of passage into senior womanhood. And some people look at the word crone and may not necessarily embrace it. We are using that in as a term of endearment and honor. And I've been evolving croning rites over time. And one of the great things about now having group croning rites at our pagan spirit gathering community is that it's actually become a center. We have the Crone Temple of Wisdom and Circle Sanctuaries. Minister Anna has been instrumental in helping to make that happen, but there's been lots of other people over the years also assisting. And one of the great things about having the Crone Temple of Wisdom, we have an altar, we have it set up all week, and women gather there, the crones in the making gather there, as well as other crones who have gone through the croning ceremony itself, as well as people of different paths and generations. So the Crone Temple of Wisdom has been a place for teachings, for discussion, for preparation going into the rite of passage into cronehood. As with the young women, they have the opportunity, the crones in the making, to choose a name for themselves. And in the crowning rite, one of the things that I contributed to this rite is, in addition to having the choice of name, it can be the birth name or it can be a spiritual name or a name that comes to one as one prepares for the crowning rite. In addition to a name, what to be known by, to have a chair, what I call the crone throne. Now, often this takes the form of a camp chair with a beautiful drapery over a piece of cloth over it, whatever, but to actually have our crones enthroned as a symbol of power, as well as a very pragmatic piece that sometimes as we age, we do need to sit a bit more. And a crone staff, and crones in the making create their staff. They may bring one with them, or there might, depending on what the venue is, if we're allowed to go and get wood from the forest, being able to select one through a quest and decorate the crone staff. It's not only something that can serve as a walking stick, but a symbol of power. And a crone necklace is crafted. One of the activities in the Crone Program, and Sandy Artist Fair, who's now in our Crone community in the other world, she was a talented artist and guided that part of our Croning Program for many years. And we have Crone Crowns. Yes, each crone in the making has the opportunity to create a headpiece for herself. So we gather it for the rite itself, and for many years it's actually been early Friday evening, which means that most of the time of the gathering leading up to it has been opportunities to prepare for this croning rite. And a part of the ritual that I've done every year actually comes from a croning ceremony that I helped with years ago in Florida, at a nature preserve in Florida, for my friend Deborah Ann Light, who is in the other world, but her spirit lives on. Crone of earth, crone of soil, crone of air, crone of winds, crone of fire, crone of flames, crone of water, crone of sea, crone of land, crone of planet, crone of heaven, crone of cosmos, crone of spirit, crone of soul, crone of the circle, crone of mystery. So when I guide this, which is early on in the ceremony, I say each line and all who are gathered chant it together. Now, for many years, it was a women's only rite, and we had the crones in a crescent in the front and the croning facilitators up with them, and then women from the community of all ages sitting facing the great crescent of crones. But as an example of how our community evolves things, there were requests from crones in the making as well as mothers in the community that they really would like to be able to have men being able to witness their loved ones going through the croning ceremony. So in more recent years, we've had a men's section. It isn't we're saying men are lesser or whatever, but we've kind of expanded out and given an opportunity for others in the community to be present and to witness this. And as with the young woman's right and the motherhood blessing with the croning, right? We also have a community meeting in which the newly transformed, passed into the next phase of life. Women are celebrated by the whole community. So we cast the crone circle. We call on the crone as goddess in a multifaceted way of being. And in addition to that, we do a blessing with each of the elements of nature on each of the crones. And sometimes this takes the form of myself and the coordinators of the Crone Temple of Wisdom, and sometimes a couple others, each taking an elemental tool and going around and doing a blessing. One year, we had so many crones in the making that it took quite a while. It was a dozen and a half crones. We've now limited it to 13 crones at a croning because of just logistics with time. But we had a really big croning class one year, and it was really fun. So we do a blessing, salt representing the earth, or sometimes it's cornmeal, and anoint each of the women to bless their bodies, incense to bless the mind, a blessing with candle or a wand representing will, stamina, anointing with water, a blessing of water to bless the emotions, a blessing of crystal to bless the soul. And typically, not only in the croning rite, but the young woman's rite and the motherhood rite, there can be an anointing with some special sacred oil. Often it's in the forehead or at the top of the head. And these blessings, these elemental consecrations, are something that unites each of these types of womanhood circle passages, what they have in common. After we've done blessings, we also have the crones have an opportunity to go and speak their name and make their passage with the other crones that are present. There are blessings prior to this, and it depends on the year, but we have had mothers bless the crone, the maidens bless the crones, and other crones bless the crones, as we've done with the motherhood rite and the young woman's rite. The culmination of the croning ceremony is having those who have croned already in past years in one area and to have a broom laid down as the threshold. And unlike in a wedding where a couple jumps the broom, the crones get to step over the broom. I mean, they can jump it if they want, but we have the opportunity as people are chanting the name of each new crone, they step over the broom and join the company of crones, and there is great celebration. At these various rites, often we have one or more bards sharing a song, guiding us in chanting, and so there's a musical dimension. Often there's rhythms. We typically have each of these rites with one or more people serving as guardians just to be present to keep the ceremony free, ideally from distractions, or if there is some kind of an emergency situation that emerges, you can handle that piece. I'd say one thing that all of these ceremonies have in common is the fact that we have photographs, we have a good time, and it's memorable. It is representing a person making a transition from one way of viewing themselves to the next form. It's reinforced by community, it's supported by community. And part of the reason for giving each of the participants the chance to choose a name for themselves and how they're going to appear is we're dealing with a lot of diversity. And while it is each rite has its own particular focus, this also has a ripple effect, for it isn't just about the rite. It's about what happens after that. And one of the wonderful things that has happened is that people have continued to stay in touch with each other, especially those who have grown together, have the motherhood blessing together, had the young woman's rite of passage together, and some of the young women who were part of the young womanhood passage rite years ago, we've seen them go into the motherhood rite after they have matured more. And I've also had the pleasure, since I've been doing these rites for a really long time, of seeing the women who we had blessed as mothers get to the point in their life where they are crones. We endeavor to create experiences that facilitate the internal processes happening with each of the women, and to celebrate and to be a presence, acknowledging that these rites not only are part of the circle of nature, but are things that should be celebrated. Yes, each of these changes in life does involve some biological changes and hormonal changes, other things that can play itself out in a variety of ways, but having the support of community and having the memory of a happy occasion marking the transition is really a wonderful thing to have as part of one's life journey. So what have I learned over the years with these circles of womanhood? First of all, I have learned that it's important to be prepared, have a good structure in place, but to also have some flexibility and adaptability, to listen to those who are the focal point of each of these rites, as well as be aware of dimensions going on with their loved ones and the community as a whole. I also have learned that it's important to document these rites. And so for that reason, as part of our publishing and networking work, with permission of those who have gone through, we have listed their names and made a record with photos. It is part of our Circle Sanctuary community history, and it also gives us a reference across time. By creating these rites, evolving these rites, it's not only historically significant for those who have gone through, but we are evolving a different way and a better way, I hope, of looking at life processes. And as we have continued to grow as a community, we have continued to come up with some additional ways of celebrating life passages. One of our transgendered members of community, male to female, was up in years, and I remember having a conversation with her, Breeze her name, and she said, well, doesn't seem that I really should have a croning. I mean, how do we celebrate me and my senior years? And I said, I think we'll have a senior ring. And indeed, at Pagan Spirit Gathering several years ago, we had our very first senioring rite. For the men in our community, we had the equivalent of the crowning ceremony is the saging. And there is a men's temple and a men's saging rite. And we have the crowning rite. Well, now we've added a third choice, the senioring rite. And in this rite, we were able to celebrate Bree's life as a man, Bree's life as a woman, and Bree's life as a two-spirit. And what was so fabulous is we got the support of the group doing the saging and the group doing the croning, and the whole community came out. And I share that as an example of how passage rites can really help bring a community together, and that we can be creative as we celebrate life passages and find ways of being inclusive and welcoming and helping each other as we journey through life. I also have learned as a result of doing circles of womanhood about from those who have gone through and those who have witnessed this, how significant this has been, not just at the time, but down through time, and how being able to cherish the memories of having a passage rite experience, to experience oneself being supported, how much that really enhances one's life journey. And I also have learned that it's important to share some of this information with others, hence this debut of my Circles of Womanhood podcast and workshop. I want to give thanks to all of you who have been tuning in live and those who will be tuning in later. And I want to give thanks to everyone who has been doing this kind of work, whether you're connected with Circle Sanctuary and its Pagan Spirit Gathering community or not. I want to celebrate the fact that increasingly humans are recognizing it's important to observe life passages and that we can create rituals that are meaningful and powerful that converge community. Yes, in the past year, this is 2021, I have been converging community online through live streams and through Zoom and in a variety of different ways. I am hoping for the ability to continue to find creative ways to bring community together, to strengthen our support, not only with each other, and that larger circle of nature of which we're all part, but with the divine as one and the divine as many. Maiden, mother, crone are we, all three in harmony. Maiden, mother, crone are we, all three in harmony. Maiden, mother, crone are we, all three in harmony. Regardless of your gender, your spiritual tradition, we have the maiden, the mother, and the crone within us, should we choose to resonate with that dimension of divinity, the maiden linked with the waxing moon, the mother with the full moon, the crone with the waning moon. And we can celebrate these sacred rhythms of nature, not only with the lunar cycle and their associations with these three aspects of the divine as goddess, but with the cycles of women's lives. Sisterhood is powerful. Womanhood is powerful. And whatever our gender and our place in life, may we find ways to work together for equality, liberty, and justice for all. Happy Women's History Month. And may we celebrate not only every March, but keep the spirit of the quest for equality alive and do our part to help manifest it throughout the year. And as we journey through life, may we have wonderful celebrations of our passages and join together with others to support them in their passages and that greater circle of nature of which we are all part. Thank you all for being part of tonight. And for more information about Circle Sanctuary, find us on the web, circlesanctuary.org. And to learn more, not only about future Nature Spirituality podcasts that I do and my Sunday podcast called Nature Mystic Encore podcast, but all the podcasts that we have on CSNP, you can find it at the Circle Sanctuary website and on Facebook, CSN Podcast. For more information about things that I am doing with Circle Sanctuary and beyond, you can find me on Twitter, Selena_Fox, and Instagram, Selena Fox. And yes, I have a YouTube channel as well, as does Circle Sanctuary. So be safe, be well, and bright blessings. Many thanks.
It's really no big deal. And this is Everyday Guys.
She's a mother off to work. She is driving in her car. She's a goddess in the elevator, rising like a star. They say she's working like a man, but they don't understand. She's dancing with the goddess. Thank you.
thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.